Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's the headline, Brandon. A little dirty. Put on the hazmat suit. Video of Delta's poop plane incident goes viral. Here's the other headline. New footage emerges after flight diverted due to turdulence. He got this article from revolt.com. Let me just give you this preface. The kids came into the dinner table the other day and like, Dad, did you hear about the plane where they had to turn around because there was diarrhea dripping down the aisle? Of course, didn't believe it from my 11-year-old, but it turns out it was true. Here you go. I'm assuming there's no Wolkamagameter on excrement.
No, we're not. Because I had to read like four different articles just to piece together what actually happened, because this article you sent me doesn't really tell you what happened other than it happened. So I was trying to figure out like what happened. Did they even talk about the person? So yeah, we're not giving a welcoming.
I'm basically doing this because my mom, I'm sure, has not heard this story. A passenger's diarrhea forced a Delta plane to return to the airport after a serious blast of fecal matter contaminated the entire aircraft. The poop in question is said to have run all the way through the plane.
Oh,
and a member of staff speaking to air control labeled the situation a biohazard, which is why such measures were taken. According to reports, passengers were seen holding their noses and cabin crew desperately attempted to clean up the mess with an air freshener. One woman whose partner was on board tweeted, "It was pretty bad. It was dribbled down the aisle, smelled horrible. The vanilla scented disinfectant used on it only made it smell like vanilla." The plane arrived back in Atlanta's airport at 10:40 p.m. It was cleaned after landing, and according to some reports, the entire floor was ripped up. Flight records showed that the plane has since been used for another journey. All right.
It was used for that same exact group of people.
That's the reports. So there's differing reports on exactly what happened. The way my kids told me it was that a guy was going diarrhea in one bathroom on the plane. He clogged up the toilet, clinched, tried to go to the other toilet front of the plane, and dribbled diarrhea throughout the plane. That's some version of that.
That seems like a reasonable reason why it happened, because otherwise, why would this be happening?
Okay. Here's my first question to you.
Hmm.
Is that we've all had some diarrhea in our life. I'm assuming we've all maybe had some diarrhea. Brandon, you had diarrhea?
Okay, first off, full disclosure, I cannot stand thinking about talking. You love fecal stories and this is your story.
Be a professional.
I'm trying and I'm saying I find it disgusting to even talk about this. Okay.
Be a professional.
So I will not talk to you about my bathroom habits, Larry. I will not. Of course, one assumes that everyone's had diarrhea in their life. Yes.
Yes. I have pooped my pants. You don't have to confess that I pooped my pants for.
You pooped your pants?
Of course.
Oh.
Who's not had a little shart every once in a while? Here's the point of this story.
I'm so sorry, Larry's mom.
If you got onto a plane and your stomach was gurgling, maybe you had some diarrhea before the plane, would you not put yourself about 5 inches from the toilet? Who in their right mind would be like in the middle seat, not being readily available to get to a toilet so that you would drip poop down the aisle? Who would do that?
Okay. Well, it's not like this happens all the time. I've never heard of this happening before.
Yeah, but somewhat it clearly happened.
Right. So of the millions and millions of people that travel, somebody had the unfortunate incident of having explosive diarrhea, clearly.
And yes.
I'm sure they didn't want this. The thing for me with this article is I felt so bad. I'm assuming it was a guy, because it just felt like a thing, a guy, right?
I'm assuming as well.
But it could have been a woman, but whoever it was.
No, but just answer my point. If we've all had stomach problems, you take countermeasures.
Yes, my point is I wouldn't have got on the plane probably, but maybe they had to go. Maybe they had to get to a family
thing. They really did have
to
go. That's for sure.
Good Lord. I can't even believe I allowed you to send me this and we're doing this. But people poop, Larry. Everyone poops, as the book says. Okay, so the person, yes, maybe, how about this? Maybe when they got on the plane, they didn't. A diarrhea can come on very quickly.
Yeah.
You don't know. You got good all of a sudden, boom, right? I mean, maybe that's what happened. And maybe they didn't, you know, so there are, I don't even want to speculate as to, I don't think this person planned that. I don't think they were like the mad shitter that was just going to decide, I'm just going to go poop up and down the aisle to make a point. I mean, by the way, This person, after they cleaned, they tore out all the carpet and hazmated this airplane, the same people flew 8 hours later on the same plane to their destination, including the shitter, including Diarrhea Boy.
So just to be clear, they did have to land the plane, which I'm going to get to. They cleaned the plane,
yep,
and they were delayed 8 hours, and they were going back. So imagine you're a passenger. It was essentially going from Atlanta to Spain.
Oh.
Imagine you're a passenger like me. Maybe you take a couple of sleeping pills, maybe you bottle down a couple bottles of Jack, and you wake up and think you're in Barcelona. Instead, you're smelling poop, and you're like, we're not in Barcelona. What the hell happened? Imagine you're that passenger. So here's my question to you. How polite would you be if, by the way, in the middle of the night, you look over and there's diarrhea coming out some guy's pants? Would you have been an angry passenger, or would you have been like, you know what, I'm going to show some grace to this guy who's clearly having some bowel issues? How polite would you be?
I cannot believe
you wouldn't be
that
polite.
Of 400 shows, this is what you choose. I don't even know what the situation would be. If I woke up from a dead drug-induced sleep, right, and I came to a smelling...
And someone who had diarrhea coming out their pants,
poop.
Would you be like...
I would be horrified because I hate poop in general of any kind. Even when I had to change diapers, I would be like, oh, Corey probably changed 80% of Maple's diapers because I just don't like poop. I don't like picking up my dog's poop.
All right.
I just don't like it. So I don't know, Larry. The situation would be I would be freaked out that I was in a poop dungeon is what I'd be freaked out about.
Okay. What about the people? So this went viral because they have the comm of the pilot radioing back to the tower saying, right, hey, we have to land because of... So this is why that story went viral, because they had this audio of the pilot saying we have to land because of biohazard. What about... So you're going from Atlanta to Spain and you're like 30% of the way there. Who's got to make that decision that the poop smells so bad that we have to turn back? Like, is it the stewardess? Like, who's like, yo, man, we can't, we got to turn back?
Well, the head steward, whoever the head flight attendant is, and the captain consult, and then they decide. I mean, the whole reason is there was no way they could fly for another 8 hours in a poop machine. I mean, they just couldn't. I mean, so that doesn't... I mean, part of the issue is planes are so small in general. It's not like you're on a... I mean, okay, look, say you're on like a cruise ship, or say you're going across on a ferry, and someone has explosive and they poop in a certain area of thing. Everybody's going to move away from that spot. They'll get a mop, they'll clean it. But on an airplane, there's no escaping anything. When somebody drops an SBD, for those of you in the audience that don't know what it is, it's a silent but deadly. It's a Larry Olson specialty where you just drop a fart and it really
is
horrible.
It's
horrible. Silent but deadly. If someone does that on an airplane, it's not like it stays in the row it's in. It gently wafts throughout the cabin. That's why they're constantly circulating the air through, right?
We call that a crop duster, but go on. We're doing some crop dusting with your fart.
No, a crop duster is when you fart walking by somebody.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Not when you're in your seat. An SBD, yes, that's not technically. It is absolutely true. So my point to this whole fecal discussion of yours is, how do you escape it, Larry? So of course they had to turn around. They're on a tiny airplane.
Okay, I don't want to go belabor this story too long.
Oh, too late.
Here's my last question. Do you think the person that had the explosive diarrhea and leaked it all over this plane went before all of the passengers at some point and got on that before the new plane and said, hey, everybody, I'm really sorry. Sorry about that. Do you think the person apologized?
Yeah, I thought about that. I thought about the person that, because obviously everybody knew who it was.
Yes.
I mean, you saw the person.
Because they had poop leaking out their pants.
Yeah, and clearly it went viral. And clearly people, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you're going to, whatever you, I don't care. I honestly don't care what you think about anything. I felt the story just made me feel sad for the person. I felt bad for them because it could happen to anybody. It sucked. It's like, no, but I'm just saying, let's just assume they did everything right, Jack Wagon. They didn't know they were going to have diarrhea. Let's just assume that it wasn't like they were like, ooh, I'm going to plot this. I'm going to plot my diarrhea spill on the Spanish poop express. No. Let's assume they had their best intentions. Okay? Let's not assume the worst. Let's assume the best. My heart goes out to this person because they... Could you think of a more humiliating, awful situation in your life than this? I mean, this would be horrible.
I'm going to take the exact reflexive of you being the graceful host and person that you are, what an idiot would not know that their stomach is gurgling. Maybe they have a preconceived problem, whatever it might be. Most people would make accommodations. I'm sure if you went to the stewardess and said, hey, I am going to explode, they would get you into a toilet and get you situated.
But if they blocked up one toilet and had to go to the other, and that's why they were going.
That might be a little bit of hearsay.
Okay,
that
but what
was
if that's true?
My,
but what if that was true?
Then they had no choice.
Okay.
Your grace-filled message.
You saw the movie Bridesmaids, where they all eat and they poop in the street. I mean, like, dude, sometimes I had a buddy once, and I cannot believe I'm even telling this story because it's so horrible. But
I had a buddy eat poop in Central Park once.
Well, listen, he has this weird affliction where when he has to go, he has very little time to decide.
He probably is pretty smart about
that. But what if you're driving down the road and hits? I mean, like, he has like a minute. He doesn't have like the rest of us, like, oh, I'm feeling a little thing. So he's out driving with his wife and he has to go. So he basically is like, and when he has to go, I mean, like, he's going to evacuate if he doesn't do it right there in his pants. He has no control. So he runs, sees a McDonald's. He runs into McDonald's, goes in there. All the stalls are full. People are in the stalls.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so he's standing there. He's like dying. He literally turns around and poops in the urinal. Cleans himself up and just leaves. That's horrible, Larry.
Well, it's better than
the sink. My point is, but someone has to come and clean it out of the urinal. At least you could wash it down the sink. Oh my gosh, horrible. My point is, I can't believe we're talking about poop stories, number one. And number two is, it happens to everybody, and sometimes it can't be planned.
I would like to say I have accomplished my goal because I dragged you down into the gutter.
The sewer.
Poop story today. You were disgusted to begin with. You've now shared a poop story. So I want to thank you, Brandon, for coming down to my level today.